from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We're going to bring in my very, very dear friend, the great Art Laffer, chairman and chief economist for Laffer Associates and winner of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and a great new book out this year called Taxes Have Consequences, an Income Tax History of the United States. Arthur, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. We're not going to keep you too long because I know you're heading down to back home to Nashville, but you know, you had this massive stock market rally. The Dow's up 1,000 points this week, a new high. It kind of changes. And the market's been rallying for several weeks, and market interest rates, not the Fed policy, but market rates have been coming down. And I know that you have a long history with your company of advising on investments, and I just wanted to pick your brain for a second on a Saturday morning. What's going on here, and is this sustainable?
Well, I don't know if it's sustainable. There is nothing here that tells me, Larry, that the Fed understands exactly what it's doing and that it's done something like Volcker did, which is really bring inflation under control for the long run. I just don't think that's true. But what I do think is the reduction of inflation. Inflation is down. Now, prices are still going up, but inflation is way down. And interest rates are very sensitive to expected inflation. And the reduction of inflation has dropped those rates down, and the Fed has not raised rates because market rates are coming down.
Yeah.
And that's very good for high-tech stocks, for long, low-profit stocks. It's really good for the market.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you're right. The market rates, I'm going to use the 10-year Treasury bond.
That's what I use.
One of the bellwether. So that thing's gone from over 5% to slightly under 4, it's about 390.
Yep.
That led the Fed. I mean, it's not like the Fed has cut their target rate. It's the market that moved.
Exactly, exactly. And when you think of a move of 1% in the 10-year, that's not just 1%. It's a 20% drop in the rate.
Mm.
Which is really has a huge effect on the capitalized profits of the companies, which really should shock and should send stock prices high, and it did. I don't think it's over yet either, to be honest with you. I think we're going to get a continued run on this for a while, but that's just me. And you know, my advice is worth what people pay for it. Nothing.
Well, I think they do pay for it, but I think it's just an interesting point you just made. That affects the present value of future cash flows,
as you
say, capitalized profits. In other words, lower interest rates are a good thing for companies. It's a good thing for everybody. It's a good thing. I mean, mortgage rates have come down. I got the 30-year mortgage rate at 7.21. That thing was a little bit over 8% a month ago. And this, again,
low was it back a year ago, Larry? I mean, it was way down there. I think there were times that the mortgage rate was, 4%, 4.5%, something like that?
When Trump left office, it was about 2.5%.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty low.
That was low. That was good for housing.
And housing has done well even with the rise in interest rates over the last 3 years, at least in some places where property taxes are low and under control. And you know, that's a very big good thing for the economy as well.
You know, I always say profits are the mother's milk of stocks. But actually, I should amend that. It's not quite as catchy. Capitalized profits are the mother's milk of stocks.
That's exactly correct. It is exactly correct.
Right.
And it is the capitalization rate as well as the profits rate as well as the tax rate on those profits. All three of those are critical. And, you know, what you did with Trump there on getting the tax rate down on profits, that's hugely plus. And with the interest rates falling now, that's a double whammy.
What is that? Can you surmise anything about the future economy from this move in stocks and interest rates?
Well, not really. I mean, what you really want to look at is the after-tax profits, and that could be forecasting an increase in profits as well. But I don't think so. I think this is just a capitalization factor.
Huh. So
is where I come out on it.
Joe Biden's administration has not stopped spending. We're going to run a $2 trillion deficit this year.
True. And that's really bad for the economy. It's bad for that. We've already got, illusory profits on capital gains, Larry, that are really quite substantial. I think since Biden's been in office, the price level has risen 20% or so, which means that, any profits up to 20% are illusory, but you still have to pay taxes on them. Capital gains, you have to pay tax on them. Companies, when they want to replace their capital expenditures, we're having the depreciation. You don't have the 100% write-offs that you had in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. You now have depreciation schedules, which is negative for companies. And then you have under depreciation for replacement costs, which is also a very serious thing going on. So none of these work in favor of a good economy going forward. I mean, they just don't. And I don't know when the expiration of some of the provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act occur. But, we've had increases in taxes already. The spending goes on. And the Fed does not understand inflation and how to operate. It's a good period right now for them, but I don't think for the long run. And regulations are at their all-time high, Larry. So I have a hard time thinking the economy is about to boom. It just doesn't compute in my way of thinking.
I'm surprised. I shouldn't be surprised. The Fed is like panicking. It's now they're, for some reason, they think they're fighting recession and deflation. And I don't think that's – now, I think there has been some deflation in commodity prices in the last couple of months. And that's a good thing because they've gone up way too much. But I don't think the evidence of recession is there. And I don't think the Fed is operating correctly. And now you see some splits, Art. I don't know if you saw the New York Fed president, John Williams, whom I know, the Atlanta Fed president, a chap named Bostic, whom I do not know. They came out and said, well, wait a minute, slow down. We're not really talking about cutting our target for the Fed funds rate for quite some time. But the market is building in 7 rate cuts. So I don't know. It's a very odd situation. Market's supposed to be efficient. I'm not sure in this case it's very efficient.
Well, I would be very surprised if 7 rate cuts. I mean, they may be building it in there. But, that we're going to have new information coming along, and that build-in is very weakly based on what we see right now, not what we're going to see 6 months ago from now or whatever. But when I look at this economy, I see the commodity price deflation, Larry, that you're talking about, as being a weakness in the world economy. That's what I see.
Right.
And I see that's why the dollar is strong, is because not the dollar is strong, but that the rest of the world's currencies are weak. That's where I'm coming out. I see a very serious long-term problem in China, that the policies of Xi have gone in the wrong direction, and they're undoing the liberation that they had and supply-side economics they had. I mean, I was in China in 1970. I was in the first trip before Kissinger. In fact, I think it was the first American trip to say. And what they did since then with liberation and tax cuts and free trade was amazing. And now they're reversing that. And it's been the last 2 or 3 years that that's happened. So I think the fall in commodity prices is really a softening of the world economy is the way I see it, Larry.
It's a great point. And you know what? China, which could drive commodities or drive the world economy, China's not going to recover like it used to. It's not going to happen.
Not.
For the
it's
reasons
not.
You just said, they've squelched the freedom in the economy. It's all now central planning again, right? The market.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a killer.
Yeah, they're going to be the Japan of the future. I mean, there used to be a country that had a market cap equal to the U.S. market cap back in 1989, Larry, was Japan. Look at them now with their state-run operations, their huge deficits, their control of the economy. Japan is disappearing from the face of the earth, and China is now following that model. I think a lot of our long-term concerns about China will fade as the Chinese economy and the Chinese industrial might disappears. I think they will not be the threat that we feel they are today.
As you look around the world, who's doing it right, do you think?
No one. I mean, even Chile, Larry. Now, I see a little bit of I see a glimmer of hope in Argentina again. But Argentina has always been flaky on policies going one way and then the other way. I like where they're going right now. We see some of the elections in some of the other countries are looking good. But the real hope I have in this world right now stems from the states. The states are still experimenting massively on good economics and bad economics. And I think the red states are really outperforming the blue states. Those states that introduced the income tax since 1960 are just crashing before our very eyes. Mm. And those states with no income tax are just cleaning house. And it's really exciting. I think that's where the hope rests in the U.S., is the battleground, the experimentation on the states, not internationally.
Fabulous. That's where the growth is. That's where the tax cuts are.
Exactly.
That's where right-to-work laws are. The red states are moving. That's the model.
And we're doing much more. I mean, even the red states are becoming redder. And I don't mean redder because of Republican. I mean, they're cutting tax rates. They're looking at trying to do this. I mean, we got an initiative in Tennessee to put limits on the property tax and cut it back. And it's going to go through. They've got one in Colorado, which is going to be a 4% increase is the max allowed. So, you know, there are a lot of great initiatives going on in the states to make them even better.
Right.
And I'm very excited by that. And some of the states like Michigan and Ohio and Illinois and Connecticut and New Jersey are going the wrong way. So I think we've got a good battleground going on there and good economics. And I think that's where the future lies.
The great Art Laffer, folks, the great Art Laffer, the father of supply-side economics, a return to classical thinking. You heard it. Arthur, thank you. You're wonderful to give us your time. Appreciate it. Be safe.
My pleasure, Larry. Thank you for having me, and have a great show.
Talk next week. Okay. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and on the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit, some very positive developments from Donald Trump. His court case in Washington is probably going to be put off for quite some time. Pam Bondi, former Florida Attorney General and Trump legal advisor now, will be with us to try to walk us through it. I'm Kudlow. Stick around. Much more to come.
Larry Kudlow.